Hajahure mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Bindare. Hajahure mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Bindare. Durlabha manava janam shad sange taraha e bhava shindure. Durlabha manava janam shad sange taraha e bhava shindure. Shita atapa tatabari sharna edina jamini jagire. Ooh. That's the wrong one. Shita atapa tatabari sharna edina damini jagire. Before le shevinu kripana durajana chapala shukalaba lagire. Bifale shebinu kripana durajana chapala shukalaba lagire.
Bifale shebinu kripana durajana chapala shukalaba lagire.
Edhana jobana putra parijana ite ki ache parati tire. E dhana jobana putra parijana ite ki ache parati tire.
E dhana jobana putra parijana ite ki ache parati tire.
Tamala dala jala jibana tala mala bhaja ho hari padani tire. Kamala dala jala jivana tala mala bhaja ho hari pada niti.
Kamala dala jala jivana tala mala
bhaja ho hari pada niti. Shravana kirtana smarana bandana pada sevana dasyare. Smarana bandana
pada
sevana dasyare. Shravana kirtana smarana bandana pada sevana dasyare. Smarana bandana pujana sakhi jana atma nivedana Govinda das abhilashare. Pujana sakhi jana atma nivedana Govinda das abhilashare.
Pujana sakhi jana atma nivedana.
Bhaja hore mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Binda. Bhaja hore mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Binda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajagacharya Ashtutar Sada Sri Srimad Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajagacharya Ashtutar Sada Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaja Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navarid Dham Ki Jai. Gangamai Ki Jai. Yamuna Mai Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai.
Tulasi Devi ki jai. Samaveta bhaktarindi ki jai. Gaura premanande. Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. All glories to the unassembled devotees. All glories to the unassembled devotees. All glories to the unassembled devotees scattered here and there on the internet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale. Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarne. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Srishtam Manum Api Shachiputram Atra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The central topic of this talk is going to be enhancing our devotional practices. Recently, I advised a disciple to stop wasting his time and his valuable human life scouring the internet for all kinds of things going on in ISKCON or purported to be going on in ISKCON which shouldn't be going on, and wasting my time too by informing me of all these things and wanting to get my feedback on all these things. There are, or may be, all kinds of things going on which could be disturbing to the mind, but we can't do much about it. And really, bhaja hure mana shri nanda nandana. That's what we should be doing. We just sung that kirtan. Our mind should be engaged in Krishna. And better to engage the mind in Krishna, in anukulyasya, in a way that is conducive for developing our love for Krishna. Not that we shouldn't be uninformed or unaware of various pitfalls that arise in devotional service, even within the devotional community. Not that we should be naively unaware, but really our subject should be Krishna, 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 and Krishna. In this regard, I'm going to read from Rupa Goswami's seminar. It's a one-verse seminar on time management. Tannama rupa charitadi sukirtananau. Tannama rupa charitadi sukirtananu. Smrityo krammena rasana manasi niyoja. Tishtan vrajeta danu ragi jana nugami kalam nayed akhilam ityupadesha saram. This is from Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita. Rupa Goswami gave us so much upadesh in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, his ocean of the nectar of Bhakti Rasa. He's given so much upadesh, so much instruction. And this is a much shorter work, only 11 verses, Upadeshamrita, the nectar of instruction. Srila Prabhupada translated it with the literal translation, the nectar of instruction. So this is the nectar of instruction, one of the 11 verses, and herein is what Rupa Goswami says is the Upadesha Saram, the essence of all advice. And Srila Prabhupada's translation of this verse begins with those very words. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, time management, one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Vraja, Golok Vrindavan Dham. So here we have advice how we can live in Vrindavan even while living in this world by chanting Sukirtananu. Sukirtananu Smritya. Chanting and then very, very careful, Sukirtan, very nicely chanting, and then automatically remembrance will arise. Kirtan Prabhave Smarana Hoibe. And then we can live in Vrindavan, wherever we may be happen to be situated. In this way, one should reside in Vraja, Golok, Vrindavan, Tham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. Now, those of you who have studied Upadeshamrita, and I advise, it's the nectar of instruction, the nectar of advice, that everyone study this. Those who have studied, they'll know that the purports that Srila Prabhupada gives in these 11 verses are quite considerably longer in general than the average length purport in his other books. So I'm just going to read from the beginning of that purport. Since the mind may be one's enemy or one's friend, one has to train the mind to become his friend. The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for training the mind to be always engaged in Krishna's business. The mind contains hundreds and thousands of impressions, not only of this life, but also of many, many lives of the past. These impressions sometimes come in contact with one another and produce contradictory pictures. In this way, the mind's function can become dangerous for a conditioned soul. Srila Prabhupada is talking here about the nature of the mind. Hundreds and thousands of impressions, not only of this life, actually. Hundreds and thousands, that's an understatement, is practically unlimited impressions of even in this life and in previous lives. But the process of Krishna consciousness is to replace all those different impressions which drag us to hell. Dhyato vishayan pungsa sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kamaha. By meditating on the objects of the senses, we become attached to those objects of the senses. Our desire arises, and then from desire there's a whole spiral down into hell, into material existence. They just go on and on in material existence. Because we have impressions in our mind, we become attached to things that we've seen in the past, touched, tasted, smelled, or something that we desire, and there's unending desire. Hoya mayar das kori nana obhilash. When we become the servant of maya, we have so many different desires. So Krishna consciousness, the process means to train our mind so that we are absorbed in thought of Krishna. It might seem to be very difficult, but not really, because Krishna is attractive by nature. Unfortunately, due to contaminated consciousness, we're not very attracted to Krishna. This topic is discussed in another verse of Upadeshamrita. Please read it. In which it stated that you go on chanting, and gradually a taste for that chanting will arise within us. So these impressions have arise in this life. We have impressions from previous lives. So we have to be very careful what kind of impressions we allow to go into our mind right now. What kind of thoughts do we want to have? We want to have thoughts that will attract us to Krishna. So that means hearing and chanting about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the reservoir of all pleasure, the all-attractive person, our Lord and Master and friend. We want to think of Krishna, and for that there is a process, which is to hear and chant about Krishna. That is the essence of the Krishna consciousness process. And that leads to remembrance of Krishna, service of Krishna. Hearing and chanting is the basis. So we have to be very careful not to allow, as far as possible, not to allow into our mind impressions, thoughts, we can just say thoughts, which are going to divert us away, which can even be topics about the Krishna conscious movement, which are not very favorable to our advancement. And there may be many things. And I've spoken many times about such topics, but it's not really our subject. It's just like the first thing in the morning, if you see in traditional Indian villages, first thing in the morning, what do you sweep the courtyard, get everything cleaned up before you start the day. So in the same way, we just sweep up, just get our mind free from all this unnecessary garbage. Sweep means dust, and the leaves have fallen down, and in the villages, the cows will pass stool here and there. So that you don't sweep it up, you take it and put it on the side of the cottage. Anyway, you clean up very nicely, and then you can go about your day's business very nice, and you feel very fresh and able to do so. So some cleaning up is required, but that's not our whole business. Our business is to cultivate loving feelings for Krishna, and that arises principally by hearing and chanting about Krishna. Krishna nama mahamantra eto shabhav jejape tar Krishna upajai bhav. It is the very nature of the Hare Krishna mantra that anyone who chants it, their feelings for Krishna will arise. But natural feelings for Krishna will arise, but we have to be careful not to put in other thoughts. And just an example, there are so many. We all wander on the internet here and there looking at different things. Don't get distracted into that. I gave a talk about that just in the late part of last year, about not being sucked into internet distractions. But even if we're doing something legitimate in Krishna's service on the internet, something pops up, some picture of a beautiful woman, and that's supposed to attract us. Why do they put it there? Because it's supposed to attract us. And then we look at it, and then they're trying to sell something by showing this picture of a beautiful woman. So there are some impressions which we shouldn't allow it to go in. Don't let it go in. Just stop it before it goes in. Otherwise, you have to deal with it. And it's just an unnecessary disturbance. The materialist might think, well, it's very nice to look at that. But even they get fed up of it. The people who are attracted to, who are addicted to pornography, they're very fed up with it. They feel very dirty about it. Even the materialists who succumb to the, and even some devotees may do, and they may succumb to pornography addiction. And you may say, well, what's the harm? You're just looking at some pictures. But it contaminates the mind very badly. So that's one. There are so many things that don't go there. Don't go. If you know it's not going to be conducive to our Krishna consciousness, so just don't go. In this regard, yeah, the picture pops up, you don't look, that's all. You just scroll past or whatever. In this regard, I will read from a verse composed by followers of Sri Shankaracharya. Naristana bharanabhidesham drishtva maga mohavesham etan mangsa vasadi vikaram manasi vichintaya varam varam. Woman's breast is very heavy. Once Srila Prabhupada said to his servant at the time, Harishori Prabhu, he was standing and he Prabhupada indicated, he said, this part of the body is very, a woman's body is very attractive to men. So the heavy breast, the attractive waist, thin waist, these are all very attractive, but we may see it. We can't avoid in this world. See, we can try. We can go to some cave somewhere, but in this world, we can't avoid seeing that completely. But we shouldn't let our mind go there and be illusioned. Withdraw. Kurmang, what is that? Kurmangaiva. That one should withdraw once. Yada samharate chayang kurmo nangiva sarvashaha. Indriyan indriyate bhyo, indriyate bhyas, tasya pragya pratishtita. Yeah, one should be a pragya, a wise person, or one who is fixed in proper intelligence. That when the senses come in contact with the sense objects and one feels attraction, just withdraw, like a tortoise. Withdraw one's, instead of the attraction going out, and then the mind goes out to see that, and then that enters within the mind, just withdraw from that. It doesn't mean that you lock yourself away from the world, but withdraw from the concept of trying to enjoy this world. So that's advice for transcendentalists, that this way one can be fixed in proper knowledge. Of course, for a devotee, he thinks, or is supposed to think of everything in terms of Krishna consciousness, think in terms of Krishna. So we shouldn't see the beautiful body of a woman per se, but see, here is a poor jiva who is entrapped in such a body. But that may require some level of spiritual advancement. So enhancing our devotional practice, this is the point. Don't allow our minds to be diverted. Rather, engage our minds. The essence of all advice is to engage our minds in hearing and chanting about Krishna as much as we can. We often used to hear, especially here in India, where we used to hear how life in India is very laid back compared to the West. That was in the British Raj days, but now in Indian cities, the people work much longer hours than on average people in the West do. And we often used to hear, well, it's such a such a strain to find enough time for hearing and chanting and all these things. But now the lockdown is going on here and there. Not much in India, but people are working at home. Many people have lost their jobs. And one great advantage of that, for so many devotees have found that, oh, now we got a chance to, oh, at last I got a chance to read Srila Prabhupada's books. What a boon. Materially, it's lose your income and lose your job, but spiritually, this is a very great boon to actually have time to read Srila Prabhupada's books. So many devotees have also joined online reading groups or reading Srila Prabhupada's books together. This is the point. We have to increase the spiritual content of our lives. That's a quote from one of Srila Prabhupada's letters. We have to increase the spiritual content of our lives. Spend time to hear and chant, read Srila Prabhupada's books. We can chant more rounds or learn shlokas. And not or, we can do both. We can read more, learn shlokas, recite prayers such as the Brahma Sanghita, prayers of Queen Kunti. We can sing, learn different bhajans. For me personally, in my life, that's been a great source of spiritual nourishment, is singing the songs of the Vaishnava acharyas. Or we can simply chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra more, sing or chant more. It's not that finish 16 rounds, put the bead back down. We have time, chant more. If we have time, chant. If we have extra time, if we don't have extra time, we can try and make some extra time so that we have time for enhancing our spiritual practices. And even if we don't have time to increase the quantity, we can increase the quality. We can work on that. Now, I have heard it said sometimes that some devotees have an idea, well, it's better to chant one or two rounds or maybe four rounds well than to chant 16 rounds not very well. There's some idea among the myriad ideas floating around about how to make spiritual advancement while avoiding all the processes given by the acharyas for making spiritual advancement. One of the ideas is chant less, but chant well. But Srila Prabhupada didn't say that. He said first comes quantity, then quality. You make the vow to chant 16 rounds, and you do it. And then you can start working on the quality. Now, I would say if someone says, well, I can chant one round nicely, and it's better than chanting 16 rounds just not nicely. But if you can chant one round nicely, well, why not more? And if you're actually chanting one round nicely, then naturally you'll want to chant more. I got an email, received it this morning, from one of my older disciples in London, United Kingdom, Raja Kishori Mata, who is updating me time to time on the health condition of her husband, who recently had a stroke. And in this email, she informed me that he watches me as I sit and chant my rounds all in one sitting. So that's a very good practice she has. She likes to sit. Of course, everyone might not be able to do that, but if you can sit and just chant all your rounds. And I've seen her, how she chants. She chants with absorption, really trying to get absorbed in the holy names. So that's a very good practice, isn't it? going to chant 16 rounds? Yeah, first comes quantity and then quality, but we should be working on the quality also and try to get absorbed and really praying to Krishna, because the holy names reveal Krishna to us. Atashri Krishna Nama Adi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai Sivunmukhe Hijivado Swayameva Spuratyada. Krishna very kindly reveals himself to devotees who are inclined to serve him, beginning with the tongue by chanting his holy names. And of course, the tongue's business is also to talk of Krishna and to taste Krishna prasadam. So Krishna, he's very kindly made himself available to us as the holy names, nam namakari bahudha, nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamate smaranena kala eta drishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midrashami hajani nanuraka. Krishna has so many names. He's made himself available to us in so many names. And all the potencies of Krishna's names are all there in all his names. Simply by chanting these names, then we become attracted to Krishna. But we are so unfortunate. We don't have taste for chanting because we commit offenses. But try. Let us go on trying. So that's very nice. She's chanting. Srila Prabhupada chanting with attention, really trying to chant very nicely. And Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, that the spiritual master is not necessarily so much satisfied if a disciple brings a lot of money. I believe this is referring to those kind of money-oriented gurus, which were quite common in India at the time. People, it's a profession, being a guru, so they like the disciple who brings them more money. But Srila Prabhupada wrote that the spiritual master is actually pleased when he sees that the disciple is making spiritual advancement. So let us enhance our spiritual practices, chant more, hear more, learn shlokas. Maybe you can learn to play mridanga if you don't know how to do so. You have the capacity to do so. It's not limited to men, by the way. Women can also. The gopis in Vrindavan, some of them play mridanga. Cooking for Krishna, whatever our desire, how we'd like to serve Krishna, we can serve Krishna. But we can learn how to cook so many nice preparations for Krishna, sing for Krishna, sing him a lullaby as at night as he's going to rest. The whole point is somehow or other engage our mind in Krishna more and more and more and more. So there's some suggestions to enhance our devotional practices and be careful not to be sucked into unnecessarily into topics which are going to drag our consciousness down. Hare Krishna, Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.